ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। टुडेज ओम शांति त्रिमूर्ति इज विद द अवेयरनेस ऑफ हैप्पी सतगुरुवार, ग्रीटिंग्स ऑफ पीस एंड हैप्पी होली। At this Om Shanti, free awareness. What has been the experience today being colored in the color of God's love? What is the feeling? How do you know, how do we know that I am colored in God's love? What kind of color it is? The topic is experiencing being colored in God's love. This is what the topic is. Was this announced? In order to be colored, the dyer, the one who colors the clothes, has a process. So, our identity to be colored, so that such a big powerful color and strong color and fast color, we are colored in the color of God's love, is also some procedure. What is the procedure or the method that the one who colors the cloth uses? Have you ever given your clothes to be colored to the dyer, the color, the one who colors the makes that coat clothes colored? Or you just buy you? Because now there is no question of getting colored clothes, no? We are so naturally holy swans wearing white clothes. Have no interest of colored clothes, no? But white color is also a color. Purity is also a color. The one who colors the clothes should make sure that the color cloth is clean. If the cloth is not clean and then it is put in the color, what will be the result? The stains will be visible. So dirty cloth can be colored, of course, but it doesn't shine. There's not that shining, sparkling cloth, clean, transparent. So Baba, the washerman, the purifier, first washes, brings the awareness to clean all the stains that we had adopted or developed, or sometimes the stains are so deep in the cloth that you try to wash it. Outwardly it is washed, but still it's the feeling. It's not clean. And so Baba washes the cloth and removes the dirt which is gone deep in the thread in our personality, in our weaving of the cloth, in our actions, in our vibrations, in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our behaviors, in our impressions, in our relationships. And so that which is called sanskaras. Sanskaras means sum total effect of the actions. A similar word for that is easy to remind or understand. For example, there has been an accident, and that accident, result of that accident, there had been wound, body had was wounded, hand or leg or arm or whatever. And after care, attention, treatment, operation or whatever was needed, the wound is healed. But the scar remains. There's not wound anymore, but scar is there. And that scar reminds the incident, the accident, the scene, what was, and all the reason of this or any kind of memories are there. So Baba is also now removing, is a fine surgeon. A good surgeon then also is able to do the plastic surgery. So that even that scar does not remain anymore. So gives us so much power of his speciality, the specialist, is that purification, transformation, so that he can color us. And this color makes the life transparent, shining. And there are different types of colors, which is called the colors of love, rainbow colors. The rainbow appears when two things are happening at the same time. It's a natural law. When is the rainbow visible? The rain and the sunshine. After the rain, the sun shines. And this is such a fine color, rainbow, that you feel the colors are passing through your hand, through your near, very, very gentle, subtle, creates the feelings of joy. So Baba showers every day the shower of love. And that love is different relationships. the love of the parents or love of an innocent baby for his or her parents. It's a meeting of two pure loving energies. Every day, Baba showers this color, colors us with this. Sweet children, lovely children, beloved children, long lost and now found children. Do you feel the difference between these words? These are the packets, these are the different colors. Just like in the color, yellow color, green color, lilac color, white color. Color has its own, it's all our flowers, and you see the different colors. Same flower, rose flower, different colors. Yellow color, white color, pink color. So those sweet, when he says children, so there is a different kind of expression of Baba's love. Am I at that time really absorbing that vibrations with that Baba is speaking to me? Or we have just become accustomed to hear every day, sweet children, meethe meethe bacche. Like we hear music every day, but this is a very sweet music that Baba plays. Sometime it is lullaby and sometime it is to draw our attention, to announce our personality, and sometime is giving us responsibility to become Baba's right hands. So different love, like just in family life, the relationship, the child and parents, and the company, means it is God's company colors us. And company does not mean that all the time, day and night, physical company is there. It is God's very subtle. God does not have a physical body. And so it could not be the gross company. It's the company of the bodiless spiritual father with the souls. Like today, I am teaching Raja Yoga to the souls, the spirits. This is a spiritual yoga, and yoga means company, yoga means relationship, yoga means communion. Relationship. And so when a baby is very innocent, the child experiences love of the mother through the touch, the closeness. It is in the lap of the mother. That gentle touch of the mother gives him comfort. So Baba also, when gives us this love, it is touching the feelings that I, the soul, in soul consciousness, I, the soul, am soul conscious. Then what I become conscious of? I become conscious of my own qualities, that as an eternal being, a pure being, a peaceful being, a loveful being, a powerful being, like likes like. So soul, Baba is loving the soul, is loves the souls. And in order to be colored in his love, so I have to remove this influence of matter. It does not mean that I leave the body, but I become so intoxicated in this that really, truly, this such a wonderful eternal relationship of the soul with God. Eternal relationship, immortal relationship. But so much influence of murder. Water is also there, but that is also influenced. Air is also influenced. So it is so thick influence that we are not able to catch this touch that Baba is touching the soul. So it is touch of his love, but suddenly he is removing again and again by giving the knowledge. And that is his love. Even the knowledge is knowledge, but knowledge is his love, because with love he is cleaning every day our body consciousness. He is washing away our ignorance. He is washing away the misunderstanding. He is washing away the wrong concepts of bhakti. He is washing away the fear that we had God will punish. And one cannot experience love when there is fear. So he has to wash away in bhakti, which we have accumulated so much in body consciousness, because through body consciousness we created many wrong actions, and that became a kind of influence on us and made us more body conscious than soul conscious. Guilt, fear, comparison, inferiority complex, this became like thick layers on us. And the soul is not able to feel the touch. And though every day Baba wants to give this gentle, soft touch. And that's why I say, you are born, you are newly born, this is your new birth, this is your last birth, this is your first birth, you are Brahma's child. Ask people, just when they are asking, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, so must be the parents there, the father there, the mother there. Do I really realize that this is my alaukik birth, unique birth? Without being birth, I cannot experience. Without realization of birth, I cannot have my birthrights. Birthright is after taking birth. Relationship with the parents is also understood when this I feel that it's my mother. Mother is also important. Father is of course. But without having relationship with Brahma Mother, you cannot experience the love of the Father. And love means that you love every single word. When love is there, you have faith and you believe that. Mama said this, my mother said this. The child, first teacher of the child is the mother, is the first teacher. In the same way, Baba is teaching me, and is teaching means love, expression of love. It's not incognito. It's not any kind of hidden in. It's not emotional, but it is rational to wash away the long misunderstanding of body consciousness. But do I consider it love, or I think it is philosophy? in my body consciousness, I will think it's philosophy, teachings. In soul consciousness, it's love. So when we think that love means all the time I'm sitting in mother's lap and experiencing that that waves of just ocean waves of happiness, it's there. But first I have to realize that this knowledge itself is God's love. First knowledge, then love. If I have not understood and accepted knowledge, I cannot experience love. And what we want love first, knowledge burn. We want to be colored first and then we want to wash away the dirt. But he wants to wash away, not with water, but he says, Baba, the purifier is the Ganges of knowledge. And that love is form changes in the form of the relationship, the mother. It is the consciousness of how great I am, child of the, whose child I am, who do I belong to, how great is my family. It is intoxication because it's our development is not just like a baby has, does not have this realization, but we are consciously, physically, we are knowledgeable and we see the reason behind this love. Why God is giving us this love? Because He wants, His love is to make us capable. His love is to make us sensible. His love is make us strong so that we are able to face the challenges of this world. So relationship with the teacher is also love. Parents make all arrangements for school. They pay, they buy dress for the child. They pay fees for the child. They make arrangement going and coming when the small children are young. They great care. They go to fetch the school child from the school. They want to take them. So then this is they sit in the class properly. They give their time. Is it not love? So Baba is giving us time every day, teaching us every day. Do I see this love or do I think it is just teaching only? So it is, why we are not colored with that love? Because the importance, realization, is not there, that this is also love. Appreciation of what I have achieved. Love begins with appreciation. Love expresses with appreciation. And his vision for us with so much high, elevated vision, sparkling face, I am seeing the sparkling diamond on your forehead, I see the crown light like the full moon, I am seeing the smile that Baba has. He is expressing his love. But I don't believe that he is seeing it. He appreciates, but I don't accept. So next time Baba is a little bit hesitating, it's a law, no? That if I accept love, appreciate, it will automatically, it will pull, connection will become stronger, constant. Attention will be more to give. For example, your mother has cooked food for you, or your sister or your partner or whoever is cooking food for you, and has cooked with great love, care, attention, cleanliness, giving time, energy, put whole focus on cooking. And it is your food that you like it. And you just eat in a hurry, intention, and not say a single word. Put yourself in the same place. You are cooking food for someone. You have prepared something with so much love. And there's no gesture of appreciation. Will it create connection and relationship? Will it? Yes or no? If you don't appreciate, will it create connection, relationship or not? It will be always in a laukic way as well. So Baba from parlaukic world comes in our laukic because we want something here in feelings. And if I don't express my feelings, how the vibrations will be created? I also need to create vibrations. Because the language, it's not a question of that I am singing songs and then words. It's a singing song from the heart. And that happiness, what Baba you have given me, I had lost my own identity. And here I am looking in the world, name, position, acceptance, appreciation, recognition. And here you are giving me all these things. People do not give me. I was dead. You have given me new life. We were, this world, Baba says, no, this world has become a graveyard. Without the soul consciousness, what is the mobile body? Body is moving without the soul. Or we had been drowning in the ocean of sorrow. And here God jumps at the time when his extreme sorrow, and he just comes and dies and to bring us up from this ocean. Do I say realize that where I was? In a worldly sense, if I see a film and a hero jumped in the ocean, brings the heroine out, the hero appreciates and the whole story continues of love. There is a big lion, and then the lion is pulling this heroine, and then hero comes and shows so much bravery, kills the lion and saves the heroine. The whole life becomes hero and heroine's love story. And here, do I believe, do I really realize I was this for a long time in this many, okay, not perhaps in this life, not so much sorrow, but deep within the pain, the experience of dissatisfaction, the lack of really my own importance, of my own identity in the community, in family, in parents, with friends. Where was my life? No value at all. And here God gives me so much value. And I don't even realize that this is His love. And if I don't accept, I will not be colored, no? It will not create that feeling. Because if I don't have the value, I am looking something very gross. It means I have I am looking for false color, temporary color, temporary taste, not permanent and is eternal. He wants to give eternal, constant. He says, okay, you can have happiness, not temporary. Happiness, comfort from the worldly things is temporary. And what I want to give is permanent guarantee for 21 birth. But the capacity, if you have to absorb more, then it is for 84 births. But why I am not experiencing this love? Why I am not colored? It has not changed, removed my old identity. I am still the same, but it is colored. I am still the same soul. But when it is colored, it's not the cloth is disappeared. Cloth is the same. But old, what was visible, that is not there. If this sari I have and it is colored in green, that still it is the original color, cloth is the same. But it is colored, now it is no more old visible. And he is again and again trying to color me so much that old is not visible. And I have color and bring it out. Again I become body conscious. I don't want to remain dipped in it. I'm not ready to be polished now. In order to color, you need some, even just this china, you know, the pots are made a potter. In order to shine, make this china very shining, colored, beautiful, there is a time, few hours, should remain in a constant same temperature. But I don't want to keep myself in the same environment. I bring it out, so that's why the old identity, I'm so attached to the old way I look myself. I was looked by others. The soul does not allow that color to be colored. And then I say, I don't experience God love. Because I don't know the value, how important and powerful pure love He wants to give me. Selfless love. Unlimited love. Unconditional love. Doesn't want anything for myself. And I understand this, and yet I don't believe it. Because the knowledge is missing. That's why He's giving first the knowledge. It is just like in a birthday party. One child, very young, no? 4 years old, 3 years old. But birthday party was there. Many brought things, toys, toffees, dresses, nice things which attract. Very happy opening the packet, birthday gift. And he thought, they are expressing love, fine. Very happy. And his father gave him an envelope. Envelope, okay, it was shining, it was happy birthday was written. He opened it. It was a piece of paper. He got upset. You don't love me. You give me just a piece of paper? And what was on this piece of paper? It was not a piece of paper. It was a check of $50,000. Now this $50,000 child does not have that this piece of paper has the value. $50,000, that it can be not only just one dress or one toy to play or one bicycle or a car to play, a teddy bear. He can buy thousands of that. He can celebrate many birthdays in it. He can give gifts to many, but he does not have the knowledge of that. And so Baba is giving me unique understanding of my own identity, which from the eternal, the realization of how great I am. Other day, you know, when he spoke on the Shiva and the Murli, how to celebrate Holi, and he said that, you know what is he mentioned the foreigners perhaps do not know this water pistol, which with the force you color, and there are many holes in it. And in the same way, this is the source is only one. But then there are many different aspects of coloring from the same source, many colorful colors are emerging. And that is your Baba is coloring with the great realization how great I am, an elevated soul. I'm child of the Supreme Soul. I am a divine being. I am on this birthplate and hero actor. Thousands of the titles that Baba has given. If you make the list of knowledge of myself is a color, because it is constantly during the day when I, the soul with my mind and intellect, is dipped in it, you know, soaked in it. I'm colored in this. I can really appreciate this love because that is what it's giving me the power to be free from the, to let go of the old identity that I have. His love actually gives me the power. Love, God's love is really love, which is the power to let go. The love of human beings is emotional. It does not let go. It makes you possessive. It creates fear. It creates insecurity. Temporary security is there. Another child is born, the child feels insecure. Now my love is becoming divided. And then negative force comes and tries to reject the other child. Here, there's great joy, the let go of my own possessiveness. I am experiencing love. Other child is born. We are so happy. Baba's new child is born. Baba's new child is born. Our joy increases. So it's a complete, unique love. Let go. Gives the light of my own. I'm in that light, I can see my own identity, my own personality. It removes darkness. And then it opens the door for many different venues to get Baba's love. In the form of teacher, in the form of Sadguru, in the form of friend, in the form of protector, in the form of guide, with so many different aspects of the qualities that Baba has and he gives me. But am I open for that? So the power of love enables me to let go of all my fears, my old identity. And as soon as I let go, it means I'm washed. All this dirt, this body consciousness, mud, influence, washed away. But I don't let go because I'm still looking for the gross love. Not pure love, not real love, not eternal love, not imperishable love, not selfless love. So what kind of love? It is the value of it. It is a strong color. So it's up to me. Is constant consciousness is the method. Constant. That is switching on, switching on, switching off, switching on, switch it off. So it becomes stains then, though I'm colored, and still the old becomes a blockage. And the color has, it is what, it has to, if you want to color, this has to, if I want to color this sari with clothes, with folded many times, it would not be color, nice color. Has to be very open. I have to open myself. What Baba wants to give me. I'm reserved in certain things I want and certain things I not. Love I want, direction I not. Love I want, but Shrimat gradually. I will follow gradually. I'm not opening myself. How can I be colored and then I feel that this love is a real love? I'm afraid that maybe I will be able to follow it not. Maybe my parents will not allow me. Maybe my society not like it. Maybe my circumstances not. So I am looking what others are blocking. This fear. I'm not opening myself. So how can I then be experienced real? That flow is not there then. When it is folded, I'm not open, I don't feel the flow of that energy, of that love. And this is why there's no joy. Yeah, Baba's knowledge is good, I understand it's very important. But then this purification, that means that the power which really makes me not only just understand, but intoxication, inner happiness. So I need to open myself. And this Shrimat is again, be soul conscious, be soul conscious. Conscious means that I am also conscious of the eternal colors of the soul, eternal qualities of the soul. Knowledge. It is now I know that I am not this body, I am a soul. But then conscious means that you are experiencing, expressing and communicating. Experiencing, expressing, sharing. Then I am conscious. Soul conscious. I know that I am soul, but I am not conscious. And through soul consciousness, the soul is able to absorb that color, can absorb that love. So goes deep in my pores, goes deep in this cloth of consciousness, my identity. So soul consciousness is opening myself. And then I would recognize this knowledge is okay, I believe. But then it's not only I'm a soul, but I know that the purity is my beauty. That is what my self-respect. Why I don't experience love anywhere if my intellect is diverted from somewhere else? In Laukik way as well, it upheaval begins, jealousy begins. So Maya the bodily relations, bodily influences, bodily desires, bodily influences. I have to be aware, I have to recognize, as Baba says, you need to recognize power of discrimination, power of recognition, power of decision makes you real you be. So I need to recognize where, why, what it is this that is blocking me. So when I'm conscious, I'm able to check myself. When I'm unconscious, I do not know what is happening around me. So it's an active, alert, so that I'm not influenced by any doubt, I'm not influenced by desires, I'm not influenced by human opinion. Otherwise I'm deceived. I think I am getting love from human beings, I'm getting respect from them, and so I'm going away from Srimad. So in this way how Maya interferes. And then I bring that some, what I have received old, I am not able to experience this real love in body consciousness. Even Baba is still giving, if I'm body conscious, though Baba is giving, but the old way of seeing does not allow me to taste the truth, true love of God, the beloved's love, faithful love, loyalty in love. These are the colors, faith, loyalty. But I am still keeping some doubt. And it is just like there was a story that there were some ants living in a mountain. It was White Mountain. Other ants were also living on a White Mountain. So once some of these ants in their own language always appreciate so sweet, so sparkling, so beautiful. And the others one say, yes, it's sparkling, it's shining, but it's not sweet. You perhaps only imagining it sweet. They say, no, it's sweet. Okay, please come, and if you don't believe, come and taste it. So after a lot of argument and convincing them, please come at our mountain and taste the sweetness. So this group of ants came and they invited them. And they say, yes, it is, but it's not taste that you say very sweet. He said, no, it is sweet. No, it's not. He said, can I ask you for something? What? If yes, I'll ask. Did you bring something from your mountain with you? Just be honest, did you bring? He said, no, for security we had brought some salt in our mouth. And so you have a salt in the mouth and then you put sweet in the mouth. So certainly you will sweet salt, you know. So we have brought from the old mountain, which was very precious, very some kind of showy love, very effective love of that, yes, that praise and respect, and only you, I will bring mountain from you, I will give the sky, stars from the sky for you, I will give my life for you, many, many promises filled with it. But in reality, they did not give the power. Nothing can, nobody can give the real power to human and each other. Made us dependent. In the name of love, created bondage. In the name of love, make us dependent. In the name of love, created jealousy. In the name of love, hate. All this bitterness had been developed in human conscious and body conscious love. And sweet children, Mount Abu is white mountain. Come. Don't go in the hole of bitter mountain. It looks the world outside very snowy and very beautiful. But we still bring this salt and bitterness with us. Recognize the consciousness of letting go the old and openness what Baba is giving, conscious about my purity, conscious of my great fortune that Baba has given. Conscious that this I, the soul with faith, really have the capacity to play a part from the very beginning, because only the powerful souls can play the role from the very beginning. Weak souls cannot play. Yes, they might be good virtuous. They might have good manners. They have very good character. They have nice kindness. But they don't have the power to make others like themselves or better than themselves. Godly power of benevolence, selflessness is not there in human being. And I'm very much impressed by so-and-so great soul and so Mahatma and so Guru and dedicated myself to human beings. And to now let go of human beings, of this big, great Gurus and great my gods that I had made so many gods, given my life, made so many beloved which became corruption in life. And now this realization, becoming conscious that I need to let go all this dependency and one, only one, and that is love of dedication, of surrendering myself. That is the love of the lover and beloved. So there is the love, the color of love of the child and the father is all the achievement, that I don't make effort. I'm born as lovely baby of the parents. Parents have to pour their love all the time. And through this pouring love, the child feels, yeah, this is my mama and this is my daddy. Child does not know it. By achieving all these things, child recognizes the love. And that Baba is pouring every day. But his love, because it's real love, he wants to make us aware of the value of the love. So he's my teacher. The love of the teacher is not just like parents. Love of the teacher is that he made you have to work for yourself. And that love is actually the whole good, very powerful vision, elevated vision. So first L is let go, first letter of the love. Second F letter of the love is openness, conscious awareness. Third is teacher's vision. Very elevated vision. Great vision. You were great. You were divine beings. You were deities. You are becoming deities again. You are my angel children. You are my holy swan. You are my hero. You are the one who are creating heaven with me. I cannot do alone. Here it is. Encouragement. Love is filled with encouragement. Love is where it makes us independent and yet responsible. Not independent in that way I begin to follow the dictates of my own mind. I follow the direction and work on it. So that's teacher's love from a distance. Detachment and love. It's a balanced love. Worldly love is not balanced love. And that bliss, this Vishnu, the aim and object, is love which when I keep this image of Vishnu in front of me, the teacher's love is experienced. I am colored with all these four colors of four subjects. Knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. And in that colorful life, is a very special life. That is teacher's love, balanced love. Creates bliss, happiness, responsibility, maturity. So through this spirituality, then becomes spirituality, becomes the reality of soul conscious love, God conscious love. Through this, then I begin to recognize that let go of body consciousness, weaknesses, vices are removing, and I'm becoming cleansed. And this yoga is making me pure. And then the shineness coming in the soul, angelic stage is becoming, transparency is coming, self-respect is increasing. You begin to love yourself. God's love, when I'm colored in God's love, I learn to love myself. That is the beauty of God's love, because He does not make just be dependent on Him, but He says, no, your love, my love, the proof is that you love equally yourself, because this is what your life is. Because you are going to be lovely, beloved deities for others. When you learn love yourself means love your values. Love does not mean, oh, I love myself, I hug my all the time. Myself, that's not love. I appreciate, I sustain, I value, I maintain. That's called love for the self. When I'm colored in God's love, I love myself, it means not only I'm conscious of my qualities, but I sustain my qualities. I protect myself against the heat of outside, because the color gets faded when the sun, hot sun, this Maya's heat, jealousy, hate, competition, comparison. No, I love God's very qualities are eternal. So that is what sustaining love your, protect your own love, your qualities. And you are colored in God's love. Super sense of joy. That is what is God's love. So it means at the same time, its incognito power is increasing. And then the power of this Satguru is on one aspect is Satguru, other aspect is surrendered as a beloved, one only, truth is only one. And that benevolent being is blissful and make my life blissful and blessed. No one else, truth is only one, who removes all the falsehood, all the masks, all the influences, makes all truth about the self, truth about the cycle, truth about drama, truth about karma, truth about all the philosophies of different types of human beings' teachings. And here I, when I recognize the truth of my own as being child of God, the deity of the golden age, the Brahmin of the confluence age, top knot at this time with God. So here this relationship of lover and beloved, bridegroom and bride, then I just leave all whatever behind. They were brothers and sisters and mother and father, whatever they were. Now I belong to the bridegroom. You belong to me and I belong to you. That's called surrendered loyalty. Just diving deep in the ocean of love. And that brings the brightness of joy, of sunshine, happiness, all the darkness, confusion, fear is gone. And this sunshine and the rain makes us real rainbow colored of seven colors. Om Shanti. Let us now experience God's color, colored in God's color. Constant joy of this color.